首先要我和师母要恭祝大家圣诞节快乐。
First of all, I would like to greet everyone a Merry Christmas with my wife.
感谢主给我跟师母有机会跟大家一同敬拜神。
Praise the Lord that I and my wife are able to praise our Lord with you all.
用神的话彼此的勉励。
To use God's word to encourage one another.
我来贵教会已经有几次了。
I have been to this church for a few times.
不知道大家还记得我刚来的时候我介绍了一个主题。
I wonder whether you still remember the theme I have introduced when I came.
顺着这个主题跟大家来分享。
So I'm going to follow the theme, to continue with the theme today.
对，考考大家，记得我的这个题目是什么吗？
Do you still remember the theme?
是讲到爱哈。
It's about love.
不过有一个题目的。
However, there is a theme.
爱的什么？
What about love?
爱的循环。
It's a cycle of love.
Right. 我们就用时钟哦。
So let's imagine use a clock to remember the cycle of love.
十二点钟这个位置。
So at the position 12 o'clock.
就是被爱的经历。
That is to be loved.
因为我们要
experience of be loved.
我们要爱，是因为神先爱我们。
We are able to love because God loved us first.
所以我们先要经历神的爱。
So we need to experience God's love first.
我们有被爱的经历。
So we need to have an experience of being loved.
三点钟这个位置。
So how about 3 o'clock?
我们经历了神的爱之后。
So after we have experienced God's love.
我跟大家分享说我们要用神的爱先要先爱己。
So we need to use God's love to first love ourselves first.
然后六点钟的位置。
So 6 o'clock.
就是用神的爱来爱神，顺服神。
Is to use the love from God to love God back.
那今天就是要
submit to Him.
今天要讲到九点钟的这个位置。
So today we're going to talk about the position of 9 o'clock.
就是我们经历了神的爱之后。
So after we have experienced God's love,
我们不但要爱自己。
Not only we need to love ourselves,
要爱神。
We need to love God,
我们要学习怎么爱人。
Then we need to learn how to love others.
但如果我们真的能够遵守主的命令，
so if we can truly submit to God's
遵守
command,
圣经的诫命，
so we can truly follow
爱人如己的话，
the Bible's instruction to love one another,
我们顺服神
之后。So after we obey God's command,
我们经历神更多的爱。
Then we can experience more love from God.
所以我们又回到十二点钟。
Then we return back to the 12 o'clock position.
所以爱的循环。
So there is a cycle of love.
盼望大家都能够记得。
May you remember this.
今天我们的题目是要爱人。
So today the topic today is love one another.
我曾经听过有一个信徒这样说。
I have heard some believers say this.
我可以爱神。
I can love God.
我可以顺服神。
I can submit to God.
我可以信靠神。
I can trust in the Lord.
我可以服侍神。
I can serve the Lord.
但是
However,
我却不能够饶恕某某人。
However, I cannot forgive so and so.
因为他给我的伤害太深了。
Because He has created so much pain.
你有没有听过有信徒会这样说呢？
Have you heard any believer say that?
我可以爱神。
I can love the Lord.
但是我真的很难去爱人。
However, I have a great difficulty of to love others.
约翰一书四章二十节告诉我们。
So, John 1:4:20.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄就是说谎话的。
Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar.
不爱他所看见的弟兄。
So whoever does not love the one they have seen
就不能爱没有看见的神。
Cannot love God whom they have not seen.
那我们常常口头上说是啊，做基督徒我们要爱人。
Oftentimes we heard, yes, we need to love one another as a Christian.
我们真的很想要去爱人。
Yes, we do have a desire to love others.
但是很不容易哦。
And yet it is quite difficult.
曾经有一位富有的女士。
There once was a wealthy lady.
访问一位年纪老迈的修道士。
Done an interview to a monk.
就问他如何能够知道神是否存在。
So ask him that how does he know the existence of the Lord?
可见这位富有的女士还是怀疑到底有没有神。
So in this regard, the rich lady still having doubt of the existence of God.
她想要证明神的存在。
And therefore he want to prove the existence of God.
那这个修道士告诉他说。
So the monk replied,
唯有操练主动积极的爱。
Only when you start to practice to love,Actively.
一个人才能证明神的存在。
Only then you can prove the existence of God.
然后这位富有的女士，跟这位修道士这样分享。
So the rich lady started to share the following to the monk.
她说：“我承认，这个很重要。有时啊，我告诉你啊，我会梦想要过着以爱心服侍人的生活。”
And the lady said, "It is true. Sometimes I imagine, I dream about living a life of love."
这是她的梦想。
It is her dream.
甚至她想到自己或许成为一个怜悯人的修女。
And even to a point, she said, one day she even imagined she may become a nun who can love others.
自己生活在贫民区当中。
So hoping that perhaps she can live among the poor.
以最卑微的生活去服侍穷人。
To serve others in a very humble way.
不过
,however,
有一个思想跑到他的脑海里面。
There is a thought that came into her mind.
How about 他服侍的那些人可能是多么的忘恩负义。
And yet she thought those people who she's going to serve may be forgetful person who is not grateful at all.
或许他们会抱怨他所煲的汤不够温暖。
Perhaps they will complain the soup she made it's not warm enough.
她做的面包不够新鲜。
Perhaps they will complain the bread she made is not good enough.
或者她预备的床铺太硬。
Or the bed she prepared is not soft enough.
她承认她无法忍受这样的忘恩负义。
She admit she is not able to serve those ungrateful people.
于是她服侍别人爱人的梦想就破灭了。
And therefore this became a pipe dream of her.
她发现这个时候的她还是怀疑是否有神的存在。
So up to that point, she still having doubt of the existence of God.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒光是梦想要做一个很有爱心的人。
Christians, brothers and sisters, if we only dream about to become a loving person,
而不肯付诸行动
and yet not willing to live out the action,
不肯付出代价
not willing to pay the price,
便是自欺欺人
then you are deceiving yourself.
好，哥林多前书十三章我们很熟。
So we are all very familiar with 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
讲到爱的真谛。
It talks about the meaning of love.
保罗提到爱的几个不同的特征。
Now Paul mentioned about several characteristics of love.
而且我们看到这爱的定义都是人要行出的一些行动。
And we realize the definitions being mentioned here are all the actions we need to live out.
爱是要有行动的。
There is an action behind love.
因为时间关系。
Because of the time.
我们只要思想头两个特征。
We only need to meditate upon the first two characteristics.
保罗第一说爱是恒久怎么样？忍耐。
First, Paul mentioned about love is long suffering.
第二。
Second.
爱又是有恩慈。
Now, second, love is kind.
OK, 我们来分开思想。第一，先思想，爱是恒久忍耐。
So first, we need to meditate upon love is patient.
恒久忍
耐。Or long suffering.
恒久忍耐在婚姻的里面是多么的重要。
How important it is patient in marriage.
夫妻多么需要以恒久忍耐彼此对待，彼此体谅。 彼此相爱。
Husband and wife need to have the patience to have empathy to one another,
因为我们,
to love one another.
因为爱这个题目很实际，所以今天我会用一些实际的例子跟大家分享。
Because love is a very practical thing in our life, and therefore I'm going to use a lot of practical examples.
你没有发现神往往把两个个性相反的人结合在一起。
Don't you realize oftentimes God put two very opposite character people together in a marriage?
目的是为着叫双方学习忍耐对方。
The purpose is to help one another to have a patient.To another person.
神设立婚姻其中的一个目的。
This is one of the purpose of setting marriage from the Lord.
是要借着婚姻里面所要面对的冲突。
So that when there is a conflict within the marriage,
塑造两个人的性格。
That God is going to able to mold these two individuals.
就好像圣经说，叫试炼生忍耐。
So the trial will produce endurance.
然后忍耐生老练。
So the endurance will become
老练character.
A character.
好，你有没有发现啊？神很有趣的。
Don't you find out God is quite interesting?
啊，人很少想到神让人结婚的目的是为了什么。
Oftentimes we have no idea as a human don't know the true purpose of having marriage.
当然神设立目的有好几个不同的原因。
Of course there are many purposes from the Lord for setting up the marriage.
但是其中一个很要紧的理由。
And however there is a very important reason.
是借着婚姻里面的冲突来改变我们的心。
Is to shape us and change us through the conflict in the marriage.
叫我们成为一个老练的人。
So that he can give us and shape us into a person of character.
叫我们成为一个灵命成熟的一个基督徒。
So we can become a spiritual mature person.
以前我讲过有一个牧师啊。不知道在这里有没有提过，一个牧师说single people are sad, but married people are mad.
我不知道大家我在这边说过没有，这个有一个牧师说，单身的人非常苦恼，但是结婚的人是非常愤怒的。
这个愤怒是有它的意义的。
Yes, there is a reason why married people are mad.
就是逼我们去认识我们自己。
Because it forces us to recognize it and realize ourselves through that identity.
叫我们能够有机会学习恒久忍耐的功夫。
So in a way, we start to learn patience in our lives.
有一次，有一位弟兄参加一个退休会。
And therefore, once there is a brother who attend a retreat.
那他在退休会的里面跟大家分享他在婚姻上遇见的困难。
So in the retreat, he started to share the experiences he had in his marriage.
他说他跟太太为着倒垃圾这么小的事情曾经想过要离婚。
He said he even thought about having divorce with his wife due to who is going to take turn to take out trash in the marriage. Such a trivial thing in the marriage.
Okay, not true, but 什么时候要倒这个垃圾？
And yet, they argue about when to take out the trash in the marriage.
他这个先生真不明白为什么太太硬性说一定要在收垃圾前一个晚上一定要把垃圾桶拉到这个街上。
He complained that he couldn't understand why his wife insists that he needs to bring out garbage the night before the garbage truck came.
他说这第二天呢，早起身就把垃圾桶拉到这个街上，不是还来得及吗？
You see, it is quite reasonable having sufficient time to take out the garbage early in the morning that day, isn't it?
但是太太一直坚持不肯退让。
And however, his wife insists do not want to back up, back down.
我不知道你跟你的配偶之间的争执是为了什么事情。
I wonder what type of conflict you do have with your spouse.
往往都是那些很小的事情。
A lot of time,
it's
things are so trivial.
啊，那他就一直 为这件事情很不开心。
So he started to grumble in his heart.
不过他请弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
So he asked the brother and sister to pray for him.
他在退休会里面也花几天的时间，好为这件事情祷告，为他婚姻来祷告。
He also prays earnestly in the retreat for his marriage.
感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
他释怀了。
Then he got such relief after that.
神借着以弗所书第五章二十五节光照了他。
God used a passage in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to enlighten him.
那里怎么说呢？
What did the scripture say?
你们做丈夫的。
Husbands,
要爱你们的妻子,
love your wives,
如同基督爱教会,
just as Christ loved the church,
为教会怎么样?
And
舍己,
gave himself up for her.
请问,
then may I ask you,
大家讨论一下啊,
may we have discussion here?
一个丈夫为妻子舍命,
when a husband sacrificed himself, his life for the wife,
或是丈夫为妻子舍己，哪一样容易呢？
Or the husband giving up himself for the wife, which one is easier?
我再问这个问题哈。
Let me ask you this again.
一个丈夫为妻子舍己，或是一个丈夫为妻子舍命，哪一个比较容易呢？
Which one is easier? Sacrificing husband's life for the wife or giving up his own right and giving up himself for the wife? Which one is easier?
请问你们说为妻子舍命比较容易举手。
If you think sacrificing life is easier, may you raise your hand.
第三、第四个 OK。那大部分的人同意为妻子舍己就很难哦，对不对？
So most people agreed that sacrificing yourself, giving up yourself is harder.
因为为妻子舍命，你死了一次。
Because when you sacrifice your life for the wife, you have only done once, and that's for all, once for all.
但是如果你要为妻子舍己，那你得天天死哦。
So if you want to sacrifice yourself, giving up yourself for your wife, then you need to do it every day. You are dying to yourself every single day.
你需要向自己的意愿死。
Because you need to die to your own will.
向自己的嗜好死。
You need to die to your own preference.
向自己的享受死。
You need to die to your own enjoyment.
向你自己的意见，对事情意见要死。
You need to die to your own opinions.
啊，做丈夫的，你们觉得容易不容易啊？
To the husbands, is this easy?
请问，当你跟太太对理财，或是对养育儿女的理念上不一致的时候
，So husbands, when you have a conflict of ideas about regarding to how to manage your finance in the home or how to raise children with your wife，
那时候你能不能舍己背起自己的十字架？
Are you able to
跟从主吗？
Are you able to sacrifice yourself and carry your own cross and follow the Lord？
你知道，在养育儿女的事情上，恒久忍耐也是蛮重要的。
As regarding to being patient, it is also important to apply it to raising children.
以弗所书六章第四节说
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4
你们做父亲的
Fathers
不要惹儿女的气
Do not exasperate your children
只要照着主的教训和境界养育他们
Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
有一个故事讲到有一个小男孩问爸爸
There was a story, a boy asked his father
他一天能赚钱，能赚多少钱？
That how much money can he make in one day?
100块，爸爸说。
$100, the father replied.
儿子就说，那我可不可以跟你借50块钱呢？
So the The child asked the father, then can I borrow $50 from you?
为什么要借钱?
And the father said, why do you want to borrow $50?
你除了去买那些没用的玩具或是没营养的垃圾食物 junk food.
You will take the money to buy those junk food and or buy useless toys.
还能有什么好事呢?
Is there anything good can come up from your spending?
儿子低头无语。
So the son lowered his head silently.
闷闷不乐地回房间去了。
He downcast and returned back to his room.
晚上父亲下班回家。
So at the end of the day, the father returned back from his work.
到房里跟孩子说。
He came to his room and said to his son,
孩子。
Son?
爸爸今天下午跟你说话的语气太不好了。
Today I use a fairly mean tone talk to you this afternoon.
我后来想想,
when I thought about it,
还是把50块钱给你吧。
I want to give this $50 to you. I want to lend it to you.
只是,
however,
你年纪这么小,
that you are still young.
借钱做什么用呢?
Why do you want to have this big amount of money?
如果要买东西吃,
if you want to buy anything to eat,
或买玩具,
if you want to buy any toy,
我买给你就是了。
I will buy them for you.
孩子开心的抱住爸爸
说, So the child was so excited, he hugged his father.
爸爸谢谢你哦。
Daddy, I thank you.
我存了好久的零用钱都不够。
I have tried to save so long, accumulate a certain amount of money, and it's never enough.
现在加起来有100块钱了。
And now, with your 50, now I do have $100.
我想要你明天不上班，在家陪我玩。
I want you to stay home for a day so you can be with me.
这是你明天的薪水。
Now, this is the pay for your tomorrow's wage.
在座做父母亲的。
Dear fathers and mothers here,
你听了这个故事，你有什么感想?
After hearing this story, what do you think about it?
How do you spell love? 你怎么拼爱这个字? 对小孩来说,
To a child,
他拼爱不是 L-O-V-E.
To a child, how to spell love is not L-O-V-E.
乃是 T-I-M-E.
But rather,T-I-M-E, 时间是时间。
对孩子来说
To a child,
你给他零用钱
that when you give him money,
或是说
allowance,
或是你陪着他
or spending time with him,
比给他零用钱更加宝贝
it's more precious than giving his money.
你有没有耐心听听你的儿子跟你讲那些小孩子话
Do you have patience to listen to your son his childish talk?
你有没有耐心用时间跟他聊天?
Do you have patience to have a talk with your children?
我们虽然没孩子，但是我很喜欢观察父母跟孩子之间的那种交往。
Though I don't have any child, and yet I love to observe the interaction between parents and children.
特别我注意爸爸跟孩子的关系。
Especially I pay great attention to the father and the children.
小孩子要跟他讲一些他想讲的话。
A lot of time I see children want to talk about the thing she is interested.
但是我发现爸爸往往的态度就是没耐烦，没有人耐。来听。
And oftentimes I see the father has no patience to listen to the child.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Yes, love is patient.
如果你是一个基督徒的父母的话，
If you are a Christian parent,
那你就要用恒久忍耐的爱心来对待你的。
And therefore, you need to use a love of patience to treat your child.
在工作的地方，基督徒更是需要以恒久忍耐的心去宽容。
To the workplace, Christians need to have the character of patience to tolerate your co-workers.
有一位做护士的姐妹
There is a nurse sister.
她在医院里面常被一些老护士欺负她
She oftentimes was being mistreated by the older nurses.
她为这件事情很不开心。
She was quite, she felt ill feeling about this practice in the hospital.
她跟教会的牧师分享。
And one day she shared this, her experience with her pastor.
也请她的牧师为她祷告。
And she also asked her pastor to pray for her.
求神赐给她忍耐。
Asking God to give her patience.
忍耐那些对付她的人。
To have a patience to face those people who mistreated her.
宽容那些对付她的人。
So she will have more tolerance and forgiveness towards those people.
那牧师就提醒她一节圣经。
Then the pastor reminded her of verse.
罗马书第五章第五节。
That is from Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
那里讲到圣灵已经将神的爱浇灌在信的人的心里。
That is the Holy Spirit. God has already given love to those who believe in Him through Holy Spirit.
有人说这个浇灌这个字可以用 tsunami 那个字来形容。
The verse here is God's love has been poured out into believer's heart. And it's the word poured out, it's equivalent to tsunami.
好像是风，是说神的爱风风富富的已经被浇灌在我们的里面。
So God has violently poured down His love in our heart.
所以他就问这位姐妹。
And therefore the pastor asked the sister.
如果人用不好的言语或是不好的态度来碰伤你的时候。
When people mistreat you with their words and action and hurt you.
你想从你里面流出来的是什么呢？
What do you want to see from out of you?
如果你心里面充满着神的爱的话，
If there is a love being abundantly exist in your heart.
如果人一碰你的时候，
So when people touch you,
应该神的爱从你里面流出来的。
There is the love of God should outflow out of you.
忽然间圣灵就光照了他。
Then all of the sudden, Holy Spirit enlightened her.
就给他启示。
So she has a great revelation right there.
让他知道神的爱是丰丰富富的存在他心里。
She realized God's love has abundantly poured in onto his heart.
神会借着人的伤害，让神在他里面的爱有机会流露出来。
Through people's mistreatment, she will have opportunity to outflow God's love.
神的爱在他里面是取之不尽，用之不绝。
There is an endless wealth of love of God. In her.
金主不能够生气到一个地步说我不能爱你因为我里面的爱用光了用尽了。
A Christian cannot say I can love you no longer because I have used up all of my love.
我的爱心是有限公司的。
My love is limited.
没有神圣灵、
no, so,
把神的爱丰丰富富浇灌在我们的里面。
That God has poured his abundant love in us.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
人的伤害
whenPeople's hurt
是我们实行爱心最好的机会。
This is a great time where we can exercise our love.
你想想看哦。
Think about this.
没有冲突的事情。
When there is no conflict.
我们就没有机会培养恒久忍耐的德性。
Then we are not able to cultivate the character of patience.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章第五节这么说。
Thessalonians chapter 3.Verse 5.
愿主引导你们的心。
May God lead your heart.
叫你们爱神。
So that you will love the Lord.
然后下面说，要学习基督的忍耐。
Then you have to learn from the endurance from Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣命令我们要对人忍耐。
God has commanded us to have patience to others.
其实他在地上对人的忍耐是我们今天的基督徒应该效法的榜样。
And actually, he has set an example for us when he was on this earth, how he endured and have patience to the people on the earth.
我们主耶稣基督真的是对人恒久忍耐。
As we can see, our Lord Jesus Christ truly have a long patience, enduring patience to people.
特别对他的家人。
Especially to his family members.
因为在 约翰福音七章第五节那里记载。
And especially from John chapter 7 verse 5.
耶稣自己肉身的弟兄们不信他。
That his own brother, in flesh did notrecognize him.
就好像今天
did not believe in him.
就好像今天有一些牧师传道很热心地传福音带领很多人信主但是自己的儿女不信耶稣。
Just like today we see many pastor who have led many people to the Lord and yet his own children did not believe in Christ.
我们可以想象到主那种迫不及待的心情盼望他自己的家人能够信主。
Can you tell the urgency of our Lord's heart when he find out his own family member did not believe in him?
但是他从来不勉强他们信他哦。
And yet he never forced them to believe in him.
他以恒久忍耐的心对待他们哦。
He treat his family member with patience.
直到他离开了世界。
Until he left this earth.
在使徒行传第一章那里有记载。
It was recorded in Acts.
就是他的弟兄们后来成为了主的门徒。
That Jesus Christ, his own brothers, later on become the disciples of him.
其中有两位。
In them there were two.
雅各。
James.
犹大。
Judah.
他们分别写了新约圣经的雅各书和犹大书。
Each one of them wrote a book in the Bible. They are James and Judah.
Jude. Yeah. 你有没有一些还没有信主的家人呢？
Do you have any non-believing family members?
有时候我发现我们真的很急。
And sometimes we know we are in a hurry. We truly have a great urgency in our heart.
我们很盼望我们未信的配偶赶快信耶稣。
We truly have a great desire, hoping our spouse can come to the Lord.
盼望我们未信的儿女赶快信耶稣。
We hope our unbelieving children can come to the Lord.
不要忘记。
Don't you forget.
我们主耶稣的榜样。
To see the example of our Lord.
我们要学习基督的忍耐。
We need to learn the patience from our Lord.
我们要继续的忍耐。
We need to continue to have patience. And we pray for them.
求神赐给你信心。
May God give you patience.
相信神的
and faith.
相信神的应许。
Believe in God's promise.
当信主耶稣。
Believe in the Lord.
你和你一家都必得救。
And you and your family will be saved.
爱第一是恒久忍耐。
First, the characteristic of love is patience.
然后哥林多前书是三章第四节下半节说又有什么恩慈。
And love is kind.
你知道又这个字哈很感动我的。
I feel the word and it's a word that truly moves me.
我们读经查经的时候我们要特别留意每一个字。
We need to pay attention of every single word in the Bible.
因为我觉得这个又字给我一个启示。
Because from this word and give me a revelation.
基督徒的爱应该是要平衡的。
That when we love, we need to love in a balanced way.
因为有一些人呢，性格比较随和。
Because we know some people have a very mellow temperament.
对他们来说，忍耐是比较容易做得到。
Because to those people, being patient is easy.
但是忍耐有一点有被动的意思在里面。
And however, patience sometimes is more passive.
但是圣经说，除了要恒久忍耐，又加上什么恩慈。
And however, the scriptures say love is patient and love is kind.
恩慈在这里是强调爱心的实际行动。
Kindness is talking about the action out of your love.
就好像主耶稣在使徒行传十章那里提到，他是天天周流四方行善事。
Just like it's recorded in the scripture that Jesus was traveling everywhere try to do good kindness to others.
正如路加福音第十章讲到撒玛利亚人满有恩慈的心。
Just like the kind heart of Samaritan recorded in Luke chapter 4.
他付出时间、金钱和体力的代价去照顾那被强盗打伤的犹太人。
The good Samaritan spent money and time and energy to help the person being robbed.
爱不光是要很被动的忍耐对方。
Love is not only being passive to have patience to another.
真正的爱是除了要忍耐，又要加上有恩慈。
The true love is not only you have the characteristic of patience, you also need to be kind.
我不知道这里有时候年纪大了，我会忘记我讲什么例子。不过我讲一个使其生。牧师师母喜欢讲的一个例子。
Today I would like to bring up an example perhaps you have heard.
史其生是中华海外宣教会创办人，史其生牧师，他的师母是很会写书的。
I would like to mention a story of Pastor Shi, who is the founder of an mission organization. His wife is a very poetic person who is a writer.
Yeah, 他到处领这个婚姻讲座。
And he has led many officiate many weddings.
有一次在一个婚姻的 workshop 的里面，他的题目是最理想的媳妇。
So one day, this pastor's wife led a marriage workshop in a retreat of. How to be an ideal daughter-in-law.
他就问会众。
Then she asked the audience.
在姐妹当中
，among the sisters，
谁认为她是很理想或是最理想的媳妇？举手。
She asked all the sisters, whoever thinks you are the most ideal daughter-in-law, may you raise your hand.
我可不可以问这个问题啊？
May I ask the same questions here?
在座姐妹们，谁你认为你是很不错的一个媳妇？
Sisters here, if you consider yourself as a very good daughter-in-law, may you raise your hand.
有弟兄一直在看，不知道有没有。
Some brothers start to look around.
不过那天啊，师母问这个问题啊，竟然有一位姐妹举，有一个她举手哦。
However, on that particular day, when Mrs. Shi asked this question, one of the sisters raised her hand.
她很高兴得不得了。
And she was so excited.
因为她问这个问题问了很多次，从来没有一个姐妹会举手的。
Because she has asked this question in so many different workshops, as she has never seen any sister raise her hand.
竟然有一位姐妹举手。
And now here is a sister.
所以师母很高兴，就请她站起来。
So this Mrs. Shi was so excited, so she invited her to stand up.
跟大家分享一下。
So ask her to share.
她的秘诀是什么？
So what Mrs. Shi want to ask her, what's the secret of her?
那她很诚恳呢。
And she was very frank.
她说很简单的。
And she say it is very easy.
我怎么做呢？
Let me share with you what did I do.
如果我在客厅。
If I'm in the living room,
我的婆婆也在客厅。
And I realize my mother-in-law also in the living room.
那我就跑到厨房了。
Then I will go to kitchen.
如果后来她跑到厨房。
If my mother-in-law goes to the kitchen.
那我就跑到我们的卧房。
And then I will go to my bedroom.
如果她又跟着我到我们的卧房了。
If she follow me to my bedroom.
那我就到我们卧房的那个 bedroom 里面了。
Then I will go to the bathroom of that bedroom.
那不是那很简单吗？
Isn't that easy?
两个人都没有什么机会吵架的、
So we will have no room for conflict.
总是不要常常在一起就是了。
Just don't see each other.
那师母，大家听了以后，好像你们就笑了哈。
So Mrs. Shi and many others just like you, they start to laugh.
那师母就用哥林多前书十三章提醒这位姐妹。
So Mrs. Shi used Corinthians chapter 13 to remind the sister.
她说：“姐妹啊，你很好。”
And she say, "Sister, you are good."
你可以做到爱是恒久忍耐。
That you can live a character of love is patient.
这么多年，你真的很忍耐你的
Throughout the years, you have been patient with your mother-in-law.
但是不要忘记哦，圣经下面又说什么呢？
But don't you forget that there's another word after that.
从神而来的爱不单是恒久忍耐，又有什么恩慈？
The love from the Lord not only means love is patient, but also means love is kind.
恩慈应该是什么呢？是怎么表现呢？
So how do you live out and express kindness?
如果你真的爱你的 mother-in-law,
if you truly love your mother-in-law,
你应该要主动跟她这样说。
Then you have take initiative and say this to her.
啊，礼拜六我有空，你想跟我去饮茶吗？
That I have time this Saturday, would you like to have lunch with
me? 你有没有想要去 Macy 买什么东西啊？我带你去啊。
Do you want to go to Macy's? I can bring you there.
这才是有恩慈的爱。
Then this is the kindness.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒要行在爱中
that we need to live in love.
我们基督徒要热心行善
Indeed, we need to live out good deeds.
以弗所书二章八到第九节告诉我们
Ephesians chapter
2 verse 8 to 9, 讲到我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
That we are saved because of grace and also because of faith.
这并不是出于自己。
It's not from ourselves.
乃是神所赐的。
It's all because of the Lord.
也不是出于行为。
It's not because of what we have done.
免得有人自夸。
So that no one could boast.
换一句话说，我们不是因为行善，我们可以得救。
In other words,We receive salvation because of, it's not because of our work.
但是第十节告诉我们
And yet verse 10 tells us
我们得救了以后我们就要热心行善
And yet after we have been saved we need to have work
我们要
to show our salvation
我们借着要善行来印证我们的救恩
We need to live out and have work to identify and show our salvation
雅各书也教导我们
in same way in the book of James
人的信心若没有行为是死的
The faith without work is dead
一个重生得救的人会热心行善
A person who has been reborn will show work
他会将一切的荣耀归给神
He will give all the glory to the Lord
好我们再看一节圣经
Let us turn to the end of scripture
在你们大纲那边以弗所书四章二十八节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28.
这是解释什么叫做恩慈。
It explains what is kindness.
保罗说：“从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。”
Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer and must work, doing something useful with their own hands, and that they may have something to share.With those in need.
这是讲到我们每一个基督徒应该要追求的。
This is talking about a character that all Christians should pursue.
我们要努力去工作。
We need to work diligently.
不但能够供应我们自己以及我们家人的需要。
Not only to work to have, to provide sufficient needs for ourselves and our family members.
而且有余。
So that we can have abundance.
用爱心啊去服侍。那些有需要的人
so that we can share to those who are in need with our love
这才是一个真正的基督徒
and this is the true character of a Christian
很好的一个例子
this is a great example
就是腓利门书里面提到的一个仆人名叫阿尼西姆
and the example is in Philemon there is a character whose name is
Onesimus
Onesimus
Onesimus 他是Philemon, 他是腓利门以前的仆人。
He is a ex-servant of Philemon.
但是很可能他偷了主人的钱。
It is very possible he stole some money from his master.
他就逃到罗马城去了。
And he escaped from his master's house to the city of Rome.
也有可能他在罗马的时候又偷了别人的东西。
It is very possible he stole someone else's money in Rome.
所以被抓坐监。
Then he was arrested. He was thrown into jail.
幸好他在监牢里面遇到在监牢里面的保罗。
It was good that he was able to meet Paul, who was also in the prison.
因为保罗的缘故，他后来信了耶稣。
Because of Paul, later on he accepted the Lord.
那么这个保罗就写信给腓利门。
And later on, Paul wrote a letter to Philemon.
他怎么说呢？
That this is what he says.
第十一节
Verse 11.
他说他从前与你没有益处
Formerly he was useless to you.
但如今与你我都有益处
But now he has become useful both to you and me.
阿尼西姆在希腊文的意思是有益处
Onesimus, the name in Greek means being beneficial to you.
感谢主，他信了耶稣以后，他就名副其实的，他的人生对他身边的人有益处。
Praise the Lord, after he accepted the Lord, he truly become who is beneficial to the people around him.
他信了耶稣以后，就对保罗有益处。
After he accepted the Lord, he become Paul's benefit.
因为他在监牢里面服侍保罗。
And because he served Paul while he was in Paul was in jail.
用神的爱去照顾保罗。
He served Paul through God's love. Using God's love.
保罗也知道阿尼西姆被释放，从监牢被释放之后啊。
Paul also realized once Onesimus was released from the jail.
他回到他以前的主人腓利门的时候。
When he returned back to his master Philemon,
他也会对腓利门有益处。
In the same way, Paul trusts that he will be beneficial to his master.
各位弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你跟我的人生哦
my life and your life,
应该是对人有益处。
That we should live our life.Which is beneficial to others.
爱人是什么意思呢
？What does it mean, love to love others?
爱人是凡事要寻求我们身边的人的好处。
Love means to seek the good for other people around us.
从神而来的爱心。
So the love from the Lord.
不但是会对人恒久忍耐。
Not only he will have.Patient to others.
也会以恩慈待人。
And he will also show kindness to others.
凡事求身边的人的好处。
Hoping to find good, to have good to the people around him or her.
最后一个故事。
The last story.
有一次，有一个人在街上看到一个无家可归的小女孩。
A person once saw a homeless girl on the street.
在冬天的时候，这个小女孩穿着很薄的一件衣服。
And she saw this girl in the winter time wearing very thin clothes.
看起来好像这个小女孩好几天都没有吃东西。
It looks like the girl has been hungry for many days without food.
所以这位信徒一方面很可怜这个。无家可归的小女孩。
So this believer who showed pity to this girl.
另外一方面又很恨神，对神很生气。
At the same time, he was mad about God. That he was angry against God.
他就向神说。
And he said to God.
神啊，你为什么容许这件事
？And he said to God, Why do you allow this happen to the girl?
神没有即刻回答他。
God did not reply back to him immediately.
但是到了晚上
And yet at the night,
他在祷告的时候
when he was praying,
神就竟然向他说话。
God spoke to him.
你想知道神怎么说呢
Do you want to know what God said to him?
我用英文哦，因为他是英文的文章哦，他英文这样说，神说 I certainly did something about it.I made you.
神就回答说：“实际上我是做了事，我造了你。
神创造我们。
God created us.
神救赎了我们。
God saved us.
目的是要用我们去服侍别人。
So that He can use us to serve others.
这就是真正的爱。
That is true love.
爱是恒久忍耐又。”有恩慈。
Love is patient and love is kind.
好，因为时间关系，最后一点，我们再看圣经哦。
Then let's return to the scripture lastly.
我要特别指出啊，《哥林多前书》是三章，前面是十二章三十一节。
I want to point it out. Before chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, we need to focus on chapter 12, verse 31.
对，哥林多前书十二章最后一节是三十一节下半节有这样说，保罗说：“我现今把最妙的道要指示你们。”
Paul mentioned on the last chapter of verse 12, saying, "Let me show you the best way."
最妙的道，这个道中文啊是最妙的道，这个道不是道理，是 NIV 讲到的，是一个道路，一个 way, 一个 lifestyle.
So the word used here is the best way. Way means a lifestyle.
所以 NIV 他说 ，Now I will show you the most excellent way.
So the Bible say here, now I'm going to show you the most excellent way.
Not the most excellent teaching.
不是最好的教导，
啊、然后在更多前书
最好的道路。
对，在更多前书是三章，他是讲爱心的道路，对不对
？So in First Corinthians chapter 13, it talk about the way of love.
而且这个妙字，英文 NIV 说是 excellent.
So the word used here is the most excellent.
请问。你想做一个德高望重、品德优良、灵命成熟的基督徒吗
？Do you want to live a life being respected by others and with high moral standard？
保罗已经指出了我们这卓越人生的道路。
Paul has pointed out the most excellent way，
就是恒久忍耐。
That is patient，
又有恩慈。
Being kind，
爱是不嫉妒。
Love is not envy.
爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Not boast, not proud.
不做害羞的事。
Does not dishonor,
不求
dishonor others.
不求自己的益处。
It is not self-seeking.
不喜欢不义。
It is not, does not like unrighteousness.
不喜欢真理，只喜欢真理。
Only love the truth.
我跳了，不轻易发怒。
Does not.It's not easily anger.
不计算人的恶。
Does not keep records of wrong.
等等等等等。
Etc. Etc.
这就是基督徒要成为一个品德高尚的人生的道路。
This is a way of helping a Christian to become excellent.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
一生追求做一个众人的仁爱者。
So we can, we will.Make this as a goal of our life to pursue.
天天默想神的爱。
We meditate about God's love.
天天享受神的爱。
We enjoy God's love daily.
天天分享神的爱。
We share God's love daily.
天天实践神的爱。
We practice God's love daily.
导致不信的人看见我们的时候。
So that when the unbeliever sees us,
就认出我们是耶稣基督的。
And then where they realize we are the true disciple of Christ.
一起祷告。
May we pray.
天父在这圣诞季节的当中。
Heavenly Father, in this Christmas season,
让你的圣灵提醒我们。
May your Holy Spirit remind us.
你来到地上。
The reason why you came.
为我们舍己。
You sacrificed your life for us.
为我们舍己，为我们舍命。
You sacrifice your life for us.
好让你的爱从我们里面可以流露出来。
So that your love can outflow from us.
我们知道爱人需要舍己。
We realize that when we love others, we need to deny ourselves.
而舍己是一个非常痛苦的道路。
And yet the way of denying ourselves is so difficult.
愿你的爱激励我们。
May your love encouraged us.
让我们有力量可以去爱人。
So that we can have strength to love others.
那荣耀你的名。
To bring glory to you.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢。